In today's fast-paced digital world, more people are choosing to diagnose and treat themselves instead of visiting a doctor. A quick Google search or YouTube video has become the new consultation room. From coughs and fevers to infections and anxiety to even childbirth, people are relying on online advice and tutorials to self-medicate, often with serious risks. With just a few clicks, anyone can find endless videos, blogs, and home remedies promising instant cures. While the internet offers convenience, health experts say it's creating a silent health crisis, where half knowledge can be more dangerous than no knowledge at all. Search engines to self-treatment. The trend often begins with a simple online search. It usually starts with a simple search. How to cure a cough at home, or what to do for stomach pain. One symptom leads to another, and soon users find themselves convinced they have a certain illness. Many then follow online tutorials, order medicines, or try natural cures seen on social media. People are skipping proper diagnosis and taking strong medicines on their own. We see patients every week who have worsened their condition because of wrong self-medication, warns Dr. Neha Kapoor, a general physician. Some even perform minor procedures at home after watching videos. From removing moles to cleaning wounds or treating dental pain or even assisting in childbirth without medical supervision, DIY doctors are doing it all, many with risky consequences. Online pharmacies fuel the trend. The rapid growth of online medicine delivery apps has made things even easier. Prescription drugs can now be ordered without verification or consultation. Antibiotics, painkillers, and even antidepressants arrive at people's doorsteps in hours. Convenience has taken priority over caution. Easy access to drugs has led to misuse and antibiotic resistance. People don't realize that these are not safe without proper advice. Influencers and internet experts. Social media influencers are also shaping health habits. Many post videos claiming quick cures for skin problems, anxiety, or weight loss, attracting millions of viewers. Their confident tone and personal stories make the advice sound convincing, but not necessarily correct. Viewers forget that these influencers are not trained doctors. What works for one person may harm another, says public health researcher Dr. Rohan Iyer. Cost of self-medication. Doctors warn that self-medicating can mask real symptoms, delay proper treatment, and cause serious side effects. Misusing antibiotics, in particular, can lead to drug resistance, making infections harder to treat in the future. Despite the risks, many continue to rely on online advice because it's fast, free, and feels empowering. But experts say true empowerment comes from awareness and responsible choices, not avoiding medical help. Think before you treat. As technology grows smarter, so must its users. The internet can be a useful guide, but it should never replace professional medical care. Whether it's a simple fever or something more serious, consulting a qualified doctor remains the safest cure. Because in the end, your health is not a do-it-yourself project.